Candidates for governor squared off last night in the final debate of Alaska Public Broadcasting's Debate for the State series. Republican Governor Sean Parnell and Democratic challenger Ethan Berkowitz butted heads on resource development, health care, and public safety. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Sean Parnell became governor last year when Sarah Palin abruptly resigned and he was promoted from lieutenant governor. Parnell has kept most of the Palin administration cabinet in place and pursued essentially the same policies. But he insists he has his own agenda related to jobs and families.
When we lose a governor midstream like that, that's an incredibly destabilizing moment, typically. And I said that at that time, my goal was not to be different. It was to be who I am. And so you saw me pursue economic growth policies related to lower taxes and incentivizing investment here. You saw me pursue opportunities for our families, like the Alaska Performance Scholarship and a comprehensive initiative on domestic violence and sexual assault.
Ethan Berkowitz challenged Parnell's economic record, saying the Palin-era policies that Parnell has kept in place aren't working. Specifically, he questioned the Alaska Gasline Inducement Act, or AGIA, which offers an exclusive state license and the promise of $500 million in state support to TransCanada, working with Exxon to build a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to North American markets. But the former State House minority leader was not in the legislature when AGIA passed, with 59 out of 60 lawmakers supporting it. Now Berkowitz wants to scrap AGIA and come up with a plan to build an all-Alaska line to Valdez. And he wants to give Alaskan individuals and companies a chance to buy a piece of it.
What I've said all along is we need to develop Alaska's gas on Alaska's terms. And part of the reason we haven't done it is we haven't gone to the table with money in our pockets. And what I've proposed with giving Alaskans the ability to own a piece of the pipe, both as individuals, as businesses, and as corporations, is the ability for us to negotiate from a position of strength.
Parnell argued AGIA is working, pointing to recently concluded open seasons for the TransCanada and competing Denali project led by BP and ConocoPhillips. He said the industry made commitments to ship significant volumes of gas during both open seasons and accused Berkowitz of wanting to go back to square one.
If you call a private sector project that's moving forward that actually has willing buyers and willing sellers compared to Mr. Berkowitz's project, which has neither, I'd say Alaska is making progress on a gas line.
Berkowitz called on Parnell to prove it by releasing results of TransCanada's open season. The governor said he couldn't do that because the information is proprietary. The two also sparred over oil and gas taxes, with Berkowitz criticizing the system known as Alaska's Clear and Equitable Share, or ACES. The Democrat wants to negotiate field by field with oil companies operating on the North Slope to lock in royalty rates.
Doing it by contract, because if you do it by contract, you generate fiscal certainty. And when you have fiscal certainty, you can also get work commitments that will benefit the state. It is a competitive kind of proposal that exists around the world.
Parnell said doing away with ACES is not a good idea, but he would support tweaking it.
We've got to fill the pipe. We've got to make Alaska more competitive worldwide. That's why I proposed a two-part plan to modify ACES, and that is to cap progressivity at those high tax rates and give tax credits for technically challenged fields.
If elected, Berkowitz said he would not halt Parnell administration lawsuits against the federal government on everything from health care reform to the listing of polar bears as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. But he accused Parnell of dragging his feet on implementing some of the less controversial aspects of the federal health care bill, such as allowing Alaskans to buy insurance over state lines or letting small businesses pool together to provide insurance for their employees.
We've got to do more for growing doctors and nurses in the state. We need more with telemedicine. We've got to do things because fighting the federal government doesn't help someone who's hurt or sick.
Parnell says he doesn't want to start implementing a plan that might be repealed either through the courts or by Congress. He also defended his veto of an expansion of Denali KidCare, the state's health care program for low-income children and pregnant women. Parnell had supported expansion before learning that Denali KidCare pays for some medically necessary abortions.
From a value perspective, I simply do not believe we should be increasing the number of public-funded abortions.
Berkowitz said the veto smacked of political opportunism during the Republican primary.
When I think of those young people who are sick and hurt and don't have access to health care because Sean cut the addition, that's very cruel.
Parnell also defended attacks on his initiative to stop domestic violence and sexual assault. He especially took offense to Democratic Lieutenant Governor candidate Diane Benson's comments that his Choose Respect campaign is all about slogans and not about actions.
Here's what a comprehensive initiative looks like, known as Choose Respect. It means getting tougher on perpetrators. It means tougher sentences that were passed this past year. It means 15 more VPSOs in the villages.
Berkowitz disagreed, saying the governor should do more.
We need to make sure that there's housing available for people to escape domestic violence. We need to make sure that we can do what's done in other states and have domestic violence types courts so you can break some of these cycles. We need to make sure that you have more victim services than we've had. It's not just a law enforcement problem, and we've got to stop treating it that way.
Parnell was co-chair of the State Senate Finance Committee when Berkowitz was in the House. Both are from Anchorage. Though they both claim to work across party lines, Parnell said he would not join a bipartisan majority in the state Senate if he were still in the legislature. They ran against each other for lieutenant governor in 2006, when Parnell, along with Palin, defeated Berkowitz and Democratic gubernatorial nominee Tony Knowles. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.